Hello, sisters. Sister Amen from don'tperish.com. Hopefully everybody's doing well today, standing strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Because if we stand in our own power, we're not going to stand very long. And we know that because before Christ, we were in our own power and what it get us. Yeah, nothing good, that's for sure. And so praise God, we have his power and his might to help us do everything for him. And through him and by him. So that's awesome. I love that. And we've been like really super busy lately, which is, I love it. You know, times and seasons, sometimes there's lots of things for us sisters to do and sometimes there's less, but no matter what kind of day it is, we do it all unto him and be joyful and thankful for all he's done, for he is worthy, isn't he? Yeah. So praise God. So we've been traveling, flying signs, standing out at a concert, standing out at a so-called Christian event, and today we were going to go to a man-made religious system and stand outside and warn them about the deception, see if there's any sheep, but that wasn't to be because there was gusts so bad, it was rocking the van, and if you ever flew signs before, standing out with a sign in the wind... All right, standing in the wind is one thing when it blows all your clothing all over. And another thing when you're holding signs. One time we're out there, a gust hit me so bad, I almost fell off the curb. Or it reminds me of that little old lady. It was gusting so bad, I had to hold my sign right next to me. And it blew that little old lady right off the curb, and I got to witness to her. So I'm thankful she didn't get hurt, but kind of strange timing. She lands right there, and I get to witness to her. So hopefully some of that sunk in. But anyway, so today was a nice day of trying to catch up on things. I did a lot of Titus 2 things and just kind of, we had protection of our van and did a lot of online ministry. There's always so many things and it's like he can never keep up. But like I said, we do it joyously unto him and be thankful. Amen, sisters. We don't want to be anxious or feeling bad because we couldn't quite get done everything that we wanted to. That's being anxious and worried, not joyful and thankful, is it? And content. We want to be content. I know I keep saying all that stuff, but we all need reminders of it every day, don't we? I do. I don't know about you, but I need to remind this old flesh. Speaking of old, I'm thinking, you know, there are times I feel like we're getting older, and we are. Brother Tupos is 60, and I'm almost 55. But, you know, the Lord keeps giving us what we need to live this life for him. It's a strange life out here. And so today was really nice. A little bit of a catch-up, relaxing physical day too. I was going to read this. This is what the Lord gives us. Ephesians 3:16. That he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with his might by his inner spirit in the inner man. I love that. Strengthened with his might by his spirit in the inner man. And so I've seen throughout these years, if our inner man is strengthened, the Lord's going to give us what we need for the outer man, which would be our flesh that we have to live within. This flesh that is getting older and more ragged, I've noticed it almost seems like the older we get, well, maybe because we need it, the more the Lord gives us to keep pressing through. So, yeah, that's awesome. I'm just doing some sister sharing today. I had another note. I was reading Psalm 136 for the audio Bible readings for women. and it has 26 verses in it. And at the end of each verse, it says, his mercy endureth forever. And I started reading that and I messed up after like verse 8 or 9. And I stopped, and Brother Tupos was in the van. I've done this before, I've shared with you. I messed up, and I stopped, and I looked at him, and I said, you know, the repetitious part was kind of throwing me off. I said, but I like it. I said, it's kind of like a hammer driving it home. His mercy endureth forever. And I started to think about forever. And I was thinking about the Lord's mercy. By the way, I did get through it the next time. And I just got a text from Brother Tupos. Hold on a second. I kind of lost my train of thought. He's out doing an audio while I'm doing mine here. Hold on. All right. Got my train of thought back. So it makes me think about how glad I am. And I said this to a sister the other day that if we work out our salvation with fear and trembling and we're obedient to the end, we're going to be with him forever. And this is what I said. We're not going to get there and have him change his mind on us after a while. You know, I'm thinking about that. We have a promise that we can count on, that if we endure until the end and we get to go be with him, that would be so horrible not to know if he was ever going to change his mind, right? Like man, like humankind, I mean, people. So you trust somebody and you're like, yeah, yeah, you really trust this person. Then all of a sudden they turn wicked on you and you're like, whoa, where did that come from? You had no clue whatsoever. We see that all the time. And we don't have to have that fear with God. I mean, he says what he says. He means what he says. And if he says his mercy endureth forever, and that if we get to be with him, it's going to be forever. I don't know. That's just pretty awesome to me. So when I was reading that, I was like, I don't know. I love reading those because you get a chance to ponder them. And yeah, I love his promises. I was going to read this. Revelation 22, 1 through 5. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it. And his servants shall serve him, and they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads, and there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. I love that. Forever and ever. We have that promise once we're with him that we're going to be with him forever and ever. That is so awesome. I love that. I thought you sisters would like to think about that too. And I was thinking about this too. You know, it's just like when we're born again. So we're here on this earth in our flesh. We're living in sin. And when we're born again, the old is gone, the new is here. Right? And we're here right now if we're truly serving the Lord. And when we die, our earthly flesh dies. That's gone. And we're going to be with him. And it's going to be like a new life with him. So, I don't know. It's forever and ever when we're with him. I just love to think about that. What an awesome promise. And that goes really good. This is funny. As I was like thinking about this and I made a couple notes and looked up the scripture verse, I was like, hey, wait a minute. I just read the Galatians 6 audio reading right after I did Psalm 136. And it says, let's see, Galatians 6, 9. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. And then it made me think of this one too, Hebrews 12, 3. For consider him, talking about Jesus, that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. So I was thinking about this. When I get tired. You know, we all get tired. And sometimes that fainting in the mind really sits with me because there have been many times in our life in Christ that we've almost fainted in our minds. And this verse has been awesome. And I was thinking, being with the Lord forever and ever or fainting and giving it all up. To me, when you put it that way, that's a real easy choice. So anyway, I'm going to leave us with this. Philippians 3, 14, and also verses 20 and 21. I press on toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. Yeah, I think that says enough right there. I love that. Amen. So strive on, sister saints, so we can be with him forever and ever. God be praised.